Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Bone in the house. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. Mary Mad. Wendigo.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are Ghost. The Ghost of Ghost. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And welcome to another edition of Free Ball Friday. Tonight, we salute our Olympians who've been bringing home the gold. I don't know about you, but I've been mesmerized by the action going on over in London. Congrats to all the athletes, especially the ones who performed and won medals without the help of any underpants. We salute you here on Free Ball Friday. Congratulations to Michael Phelps for winning his 100th medal at the Olympics. Olympics, if I could say it. And, I don't know what the official medal count is, but I think the United States got something like 34, 35 medals total. Half of those are gold medals. Of course, all of those are, 90% of those are from Michael Phelps, the most decorated athlete in Olympic history. And, good times. I want to give a shout out to my early chit-chatters, Goofy Bone, Mary Mad, PC McGee, Wendigo, and quite a few guest listeners. Appreciate you tuning in. Guest listeners, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, it's real easy to sign up and create an account and log into the chat room so you can chit-chat with the likes of Mary Mad and Wendigo and Goofy Bone and PC McGee. And me, Vincent the Bay. It's Free Ball Friday, August 3rd, 2012. We don't have to talk about topics, of course. There's quite a few other topics that we could talk about. It's whatever's on your mind. It's Free Ball Friday. We're just winging it here, as always. And I'm going to bring on, in just a moment, our good friend, Op No Pro, and a guest tonight who goes by KC Occupy Press on Twitter, and we're just going to call him KC. And then I think we're going to have a guest later in the second hour. That will be hopefully Derek J., who just came out with a new documentary called Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. So stay tuned for that. Plus your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm VITB. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. If you're listening right now and you're in the chat room, feel free to use those buttons down there for the Google Plus, Facebook, and Twitter to tweet out the program, as it were. Yeah, so there you have it. I'm Vince the Bay. Be back with Op No Pro, Casey, and your calls right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join me, 347-826-7667. All right, from the top, free balling.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'.
That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Balls to you!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Aw, motherfucking Gia. VITB, back up in this. You already know what it is. It's Disorderly Conduct, Free Ball Friday. And I'm joined by Op No Pro. What's up, No Pro?
Shout out to all the people in the chat room. Hello, hello. What's up? I don't know. Vince, I'm trying to figure out something really important. I'm doing my doctorate in social relationship, and all of a sudden there's a class that's offered on penetration testing. And I'm going, what the fuck? I mean, I must be in the wrong degree area. But we had like 400% people come about larger than those that could attend the class just because it was penetration testing. So I think that's pretty good. I think penetration testing is going to be the future of everything. So let's get out there and let's penetrate.
Yeah, absolutely. I support penetration. I'm a big proponent of penetration. I've performed quite a bit of penetration in my time, and I could actually brush up on my penetration skills. I should sign up for that class as well.
I think so.
Good times. Mary Mad in the chat room says hi, no pro. Wendigo
hello,
says
Mary.
Wendigo says hello as well, no pro.
Hello, Wendy.
And yeah, good times. I think we have. Let me see if this is crappy airbags. Crappy airbags.
Oh yeah.
We also have crappy airbags with us now. Bags is in the building.
Bags is in the building and completely fucking wrecked with a sinus infection.
Oh, take your finger out of your nose.
Sorry to hear that. That was pretty quick. Did you have that yesterday?
No.
No.
Wow. You sound terrible.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Well, hang in there, dude.
I'm here though.
Lots of fluids. And
yeah.
That's what she said.
No penetration involved though.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude.
I'm gonna be quiet because it hurts to talk.
Okay. Well, it's.
But I'm here.
It's a good thing.
Sorry.
It's a good thing you're participating in a talk show then.
I know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get enough callers where we won't even need you to talk at all.
Thank you under any condition.
Thanks for letting us hang out in your tiny chat last night. That was fun.
Yeah, you guys are up in there owning all my bases.
Dude, we totally owned your bases. We had like something like four or five chicks on cam last night. It was pretty hot.
Nice. A
bunch of chicks and me in your tiny chat.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Even if I'm not there, I like it.
Good. All right. So it looks like Mary Mad just sent me a link. There's some protesting going on in Oakland. Oh, figure that. Go figure. There's a crowd marching through Oakland, and they celebrated First Friday by smashing the windows of the Barack Obama campaign headquarters in Oakland. Good times.
Wow.
Good times. Thanks for that, Mary Mad. Appreciate it. Mary Mad is all over the happenings in the Bay, especially Oakland protesting. So let's bring on our guest. We have a guest tonight. This is Casey Occupy. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No problemo. Thank you for being here.
I just discovered your show through Nebraska Jones, the goddess, last week. So,
yeah.
Oh, 3,000 views.
Yeah, 3K views. And she's doing some goddess stuff tonight, I think so.
Good.
She's
not
good.
On.
That's good.
Good. She can't come.
She needs to take care of that goddess stuff. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with her last week. She was very enthused.
About herself.
About everything, I think. But yeah, that was fun times with her last week, and we're glad that she produced you to join us this week. So what's on your
mind
tonight?
Yeah, she's great. She tweets out through our Twitter account, KC Occupy Press. We have 15,000 followers now as of this week, and we tweet out a lot of. There's just so much news going on this week. we probably send out at least 30 tweets a day plus. The Olympics, have you seen the hashtag, the NBC fail hashtag, where they're talking about the censorship of one of the Olympic news coverage?
I thought the NBC fail hashtag was just in general, just the general NBC coverage was kind of fail.
Right. Well, together. It covers so much things, but I mean, the biggest story that I saw was the was with one of the Twitter accounts being censored.
Right.
Yes, there was a journalist. Yeah, tell us about that.
Okay. I haven't researched it too much. I don't know all the details. I just know there was a journalist, I believe, that was. If somebody else knows the details, it's probably better.
The journalist took a negative attitude towards NBC and their production quality and what they were producing and broadcasting, and he got fired. So,
well, and a lot of it had to do with the delay as well.
Well, actually, what got his account suspended from Twitter was that he tweeted out the email of email address of one of the executive producers, I believe, of NBC, and he was suspended for violations of terms of service.
Right, and the article I saw said that there was some kind of relationship between the Olympics and Twitter, where they were trying to promote the Olympics, and that was involved in them being able to get his account suspended.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And it's funny how trigger happy they are to go after some guy who releases one email. But I seem to remember, a couple months back when this whole George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin thing was going down. I remember Roseanne Barr and Spike Lee tweeting out what they thought was the home address of George Zimmerman, which is a total, violation of terms of service. Yet they didn't get.
Right, and their account was not suspended.
Yeah, why weren't they suspended? I mean, they were doing much worse. I mean, they were trying to incite people to violence, to go raid this guy's house, to go, you know, whatever. God knows what they were expecting to happen by tweeting out his address. And to me, that was a direct violation, because they say you're not supposed to tweet out personal details like addresses, phone numbers, etc. And that email address that the dude, the journalist, tweeted out was an NBC email address. So it wasn't technically personal. It was the producer's.
He claimed it was
email.
Public to anyone who had access to Google that could search for it.
Yeah, yeah. What this journalist has to learn is that there's a little service called Pastebin, and all he has to do is just paste it in Pastebin and link it on his Twitter, and he's free. But, that was kind of bullshit. And, of course, there was some pushback, and now his account, I believe, is reinstated.
Interesting.
So.
Smart move.
Also,
yeah.
Did you see the cybersecurity bill was blocked in the U.S. Senate? I believe it was yesterday. It didn't get the two-thirds vote.
Is that the CISPA or
yes, it's the latest,
SOPA
it's the latest
whatever
version
it's called now?
Of CISPA. It's the latest version of CISPA. It got 52 votes in the Senate, which it needed two-thirds to stop the filibuster. So that was stopped, not necessarily because, you know, there was bipartisan support for the bill. And basically, I think it was stopped by the Chamber of Commerce because they were worried about businesses being able to comply with it. So
I haven't really been following that. Did they already pass a version of it in the House?
I don't know if it's passed the House. The big story was in the Senate this week.
Okay. Yeah, I have a feeling that legislation is going to be bouncing around for a while. I don't think you're going to see a comprehensive bill for a while on that front. But who knows?
Yeah, a lot of privacy and liberty groups were claiming, you know, victory on this, but it looked if you look into it in more detail, it looks more like just a victory for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Hello.
Crap, are you feeling any better?
Negative.
No, that's too bad.
I'm still here.
Unicorns are weaponized ponies.
Who else do we have in the queue here to bring on?
Don't know.
Are we in the green room?
Maybe. I muted the show on my computer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have it muted as well.
Negative.
Sorry, I was just ignoring you guys for a second.
No problem.
No, I got bumped off. Fucking Skype.
Well, you're lucky someone picked up the phone on you.
I don't know. I had major technical difficulties last week, which caused me to call in from my cell phone. And who knows? It might come to that again tonight. But things are going along just fine. I heard Crappy chime in there. Crappy, what did you just have to say?
OpNoPro was asking if I was still here.
Oh yeah. OpNoPro, he's still here.
Oh yeah.
347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm here with OpNoPro, KC, Occupy Press, and Crappy Airbags on the air. If you want to join us, don't be shy. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm hoping we get City of Flint to check in at some point during the proceedings tonight.
Tweeted him.
Yeah, the last two weeks, he's checked in from the party. He drives a party bus, and really look forward to him checking in with us every week to give us a status on the party bus. So hopefully that will happen at some point.
Which is different than the party van.
Yeah, subtle difference between the two. Yeah.
Yeah, handcuffs.
Right. Or so I've heard.
Then again, there might be handcuffs on the party bus. You never know.
Yeah. Speaking of City of Flint, he just said, unable to call in tonight. I will be lurking. Very well. So be it. We're not going to get an update. Oh, well. Maybe next time. Sorry, no pro. I cut you off. What were you going to say?
No. It's okay. I thought you said Soviets. I was getting my gun out.
Soviets? What?
I think you said Soviet, but I guess it sounded like
Soviets.
Oh,
yes. I'm. Yeah, I was talking in code to my comrades. Yeah, you know my show is everybody thinks my show is a big FBI honeypot. You couldn't be further from the truth. This is straight up KGB operation here.
Right on.
Yep. Shouts out to Verti. Verti says that he or she loves OpNoPro. So you're getting some love, NoPro, in the chat room.
Thank you.
Verti. I don't know. How do you say that?
Verti.
It's lowercase VIR uppercase T. How would you say that?
Verti.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to say what's up to the people, for people tweeting out the show, Occupy KC News, PC McGee, Mary Mad, Clint David Samuel. Thank you for tweeting the show. And Transparent Chalice. Appreciate you spreading the word. I'm here with Opno Pro, Crappy Airbags,
hey,
and KC Occupy Press. Did I get that right, or I'm mixed up?
That's it, KC Occupy Press.
So, KC, tell me about KC Occupy Press. I'm going to guess that it was born out of the whole Occupy thing.
Right. It was born out of the Occupy thing. We just started covering local Kansas City Occupy, and now it's with what's going on there, it's a lot more national coverage and what's going on with the Occupy movement in general. We try to educate people about the philosophy of liberty and anarchy and teach and try to do educational things like that.
Now, when you say liberty, are you you're coming in anarchy? Are you coming at it from an anarcho-capitalist angle, or just a straight up anarchy, like just total chaos?
Yeah, I would say anarcho-capitalist freedom and voluntary interaction.
So you're a voluntarist, voluntarist.
we're supporting promoting those ideas, and
So
that's why, we're trying to promote Derek Chauvin's victimless crime spree and other activists like Stefan Molyneux, who's an anarchist philosopher over at freedomainradio.com, and other people that are teaching about that type of philosophy.
Oh.
As well as covering all the news.
Nice. And somehow you got roped in with Ginger. How the hell did that happen?
I met Ginger on Twitter, so I don't know. She was following our feed and started direct messaging. So,
dude, since last week I've started following her. Dude, was it today she like tweeted out a bomb scare?
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about that. In Kansas City, okay, here's the story. In Kansas City, in the last week, there have been over a dozen bomb threats at local Walmarts. They've been being called in to all the different Walmarts on both the Kansas and Missouri side of the state line. And it's just been, I think there were 8 of them called in one day, and then there was another day where there were 2 or 3 called in. But apparently, I don't know if she was at the Walmart in Blue Springs when that happened or how she was tweeting out all that information about it, but she was tweeting out about the bomb threat today at the Walmart in Blue Springs, which is southeast Missouri.
Well, I think,
southeast Kansas City, I mean.
I think that Sears is paying her to make those bomb threats at Walmart so they get more foot traffic.
Yeah.
Well, probably so. I mean, I don't really like all the fear-mongering, and I tell her, you know, be careful. It's just fear-mongering, and the FBI, you know, they want people to be afraid. So,
I think they wanted to clear out the stores so that more people were available for Chick-fil-A Day. That's really what was going on.
There have been so many of these bomb threats now, they don't even clear out the store. And that was one of the things that Ginger was complaining about, that they wouldn't clear it out. And she was telling employees that work there to leave the store anyway, even though their managers weren't telling them to clear out the store.
Bizarro.
So.
What's Walmart's real competitor, though? It's not Sears, though. It would be like Target, wouldn't it?
No,
Walmart. Target
Costco?
Is their biggest competitor.
Yeah.
No, Costco is Sam's competitor. Sam's Club and Costco.
Yeah, Costco is bulk discount, whatever. And
yeah.
Walmart is just sort of like, we have everything.
And but then Kmart, of course, is their failing competitor.
Kmart. Oh, those were the good old days when it was just Kmart. I remember when Kmart was like a bad word. Like, we used to make fun of people who went to Kmart.
Circle K Market.
No, not Circle K. Kmart.
I know.
Oh, and it looks like Vert, spelled backwards, is Triv. I think that might be Trivette.
Oh, my God. Triv.
So if that is Triv, shouts out to Triv.
If it is. Triv knows he's the only one that ever made it on the same page on Google Images with Charlie Manson. I captured it for him and gave it to him as a little gift.
How did that happen exactly?
When he was arrested,
They
put his picture up on the same page that Charlie Manson was when you did a Google search on Trivette. And so there it was. And you searched his regular name, and it came up right next to Charles Manson. So I took a snapshot and sent it to Triv.
Wow.
I still have it. Yeah. I'd put it in the chat room, except I don't have a chat room. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, we've banned you from the chat room. You're not allowed.
I know. Oh, well.
Shouts out to Triv in the building. If you're not familiar with Triv, I actually met Triv IRL down in San Jose last year when those folks were first rounded up. Really cool guy, really chill, mellow guy. Looks like he couldn't harm a fly. Just very chill, very cool. And also gives a very healthy hand job. Good grip.
Cabana boy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, cabana boy. He could be a potential cabana boy. That's right, I forgot. If you read the description there of the show tonight, I used to have a cabana boy back in the day. His name was Carl, and he was a regular, and he's since moved on, and I've been on an endless search for a cabana boy ever since. So I do have ongoing auditions to be my new cabana boy. If anybody's interested, you can feel free to call in 347-826-7667. Well, we can do a little pre-screening here on the air, and then we can take it from there. Or if you're a little bit shy, a little bit bashful, you can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And big ups to Ms. Baker in the building. Yeah, good times. So if you're all just joining us, it's myself, Opno Pro, and Crappy Airbags, along with Casey from Casey Occupy Press. A little bit later, we're expecting Derek J to join us. And he has a documentary that just came out about him, where he chronicles himself going on a victimless crime spree. And I'm kind of excited to talk to him because I've been following, I know he's a part of the Free State Project, and I've been following that little group of merry pranksters up there in New Hampshire for a while now. And I think if you were to look anywhere in the country at a model of how to be an activist or form an activist network, I think that would be the prime example in the United States would be the Free State Project and what they're doing up there in New Hampshire.
Right, they have a great annual festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
I've been going to that for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I didn't make it out there this year, but that's a great festival you can learn about activism and what they're doing up there with the Free State Project. I haven't met Derek J. I haven't talked to Derek J. yet, but I did. I think I donated like $5 or $10 when he was in jail not too long ago to bail him out. So looking forward to asking him some questions about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched. I didn't watch the whole video, but I watched a good chunk of it. And he sounds amazingly like Ian from Free Talk Live. Does that?
Yes, he does.
He's got like
and
the
Ian's
exact
in the
same
video.
Voice.
Or he's in the
yeah,
movie
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, and it's terribly disorienting, especially for me since I know Ian's voice so well. Like, they're in tons of scenes together, and I can't tell who's fucking talking. But we'll ask him about that when he comes on the show. But, yeah, stick around. That'll be the second hour. Hopefully, Derek J. will show up, and we can chit-chat about that. I have another caller here. Let's bring this person on. Area code 970. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay and company. Who's this?
This would be Verti. A.K.A. you know who?
Hey! Kisses, my friend.
What is going on, my compadre? Triv, hello?
No,
right
it's
there?
Birthday.
Oh. He rage quit.
No.
I think
no
his
rage
ankle monitoring that. Bracelet cuts the phone off.
Oh, is that that what happened? Hope he
hey,
didn't
Vince.
Get
could be.
Yeah.
We got a shout out to that Vermont farmer who ran over the 7 cop cars after getting busted with a couple dubs.
That was crazy.
I didn't hear about that. What happened?
He ran over 7 cop cars, monster truck style, with a huge tractor because they busted him with a couple joints of weed. So he did a $200,000 to $300,000 worth of damage to their police cars.
Nice.
He's my hero. I think we should all start a WePay for him.
It's not exactly the type
Sweet.
Of behavior I'd expect from a stoner, but hey, man, I guess he's got to get high. I guess that's what happens when you don't let the people get high. They just go nuts.
Yeah, that was after he wasn't smoking anymore.
Yeah, they denied him his high.
But he went on that tirade.
Wow. Shouts out to Triv for calling in. Sorry if we scared you off, bro. But
not Triv, it's Verte.
Verte, sorry, Verte. Vert. Vert.
Yeah, don't include the area code when you announce the caller, maybe.
Well, that's...
I'm just saying.
Okay. Kind of the protocol here. What I can do is I can pre-screen, if that makes you feel better. Don't worry, Triv. I'm not going to give away your personal info. It's safe with
Vert.
Me. Vert. Sorry, Vert. I'm dyslexic. Sorry. Yeah, but it was good to hear you for a second there. I hope we didn't scare you off, dude.
You're still in chat.
Is he still in chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still in chat.
He loves you, Vince.
I love him too. And I got another caller here, but I won't say the area code because Crappy wants me to protect everybody's identity because their area code might totally dox them.
Totally.
Although I think I recognize this number. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
So have you seen any of the pictures from the same-sex kiss-in today? At the Chick-fil-A?
No.
I
would have been eating waffle fries instead of kissing if it was me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be finding those and tweeting those out after the show, the pictures from the kiss-in.
The kiss-in. Oh, there was another thing I wanted to add to that whole Chick-fil-A.
Right.
I keep wanting to say Chick-fil-A. Like I keep thinking, every time I see it, I think of like a Southern rapper. Chick-fil-A. Yeah, what's up? This is VITV, a.k.a. the Chick-fil-A. You know? Anyway.
But
speaking of New Hampshire and Chick-fil-A, there's a Chick-fil-A in New Hampshire that apparently is donating and co-sponsoring a gay pride festival in New Hampshire, of all places.
So
there you go. You get the best of both worlds. You get, because these are franchises, people. So there you go. I think, honestly, all this does is give publicity to Chick-fil-A, and the people that are that really hate Chick-fil-A and don't want them to exist are not helping things by giving them publicity. Now,
well, but at the very least, it brings into the American dialogue the discussion about discrimination and gets people talking about it.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. I posted a pro-discrimination article I thought would bring in a lot of discussion.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll check that out. Hey, everybody. He said he wasn't going to be here, but he's here now. City of Flint. What's going on, City of Flint?
Hey, Beth. How you guys doing? Hopping up, bro?
Hey, Flint.
Right now, I'm driving down 8 Mile. I've got 9 ladies in the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to pick up their soon-to-be husbands at the strip club.
Excellent.
So you're
kind
of riding along with me here.
Right on. So the ladies getting—I can hear them back there. They're getting already pretty sauced.
Yeah, but I gotta watch it because we're going to get boyfriends.
You're going to get
those,
what?
It's one of those mixed bachelorette parties.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, but there will
Who
be
mixes bachelor and bachelorette parties. That's terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
A horrible idea. It defeats the purpose. Whatever. To each his own.
Penetration testing.
Yeah.
Hey, do you girls know anything about penetration testing? Penetration
testing? No.
Well, they don't know. Pop, no, bro.
No.
Do you hear
you
that?
Better test before you get married.
Yeah, they're young people. I'm sure it'll be the first of many.
Yeah.
But anyway, good guys, time. I just had to make an appearance. Keep up the good show, and talk to y'all soon.
Okay.
Very well. Thank you so much for checking in. That's City of Flint, everybody. City of Flint. And you can find him on Twitter. He's City of Flint. It's CYOFFL1NT. City of Flint, basically City of Flint, but with the I's spelled with ones. Haxor, elite Haxor style language. Oh, that's good. Glad we were able to include City of Flint in this edition. I was afraid it wasn't going to happen, but was it last week he had a bunch of older ladies, like 60-year-olds. It was like
at least that wasn't a bachelorette party.
It was a G-MILF.
A G-MILF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a G-MILF celebration. They sounded a little more rowdy, though. Whatever. We lost crappy airbags, but it's okay because he's not feeling that well, so he can't really talk. Yeah, it's a G-MILF party. Good times. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. Shouts out to the chit chatters in the chat room. We got Aaron AX Aronson, Anticrisis 73. What's up, Anticrisis 73? You've been hitting me up on Twitter. wanting me to do shows again, so I hope I'm glad you got to catch this one. Crappy Airbag House, Mary Mad, Ms. Becker, PC McGee.
Hey, Bert, Ms. Becker.
And Wendigo, yeah, Ms. Becker in the house. She was hanging out with her and the ladies. She was one of the ladies hanging out over in Crappy Airbag's tiny chat last night. It was good times. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on, Casey? What else is on your radar?
Well, there is the Anaheim. There's an article about comparing the shooting at the Batman shooting in to the Anaheim shootings. How it's so much treated so much differently when it's police doing the shooting than when it's somebody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Anaheim thing barely gets any airtime on mainstream media, but the shooting is everywhere, and it's always you know, if that shooting happened in the hood, they wouldn't give it that much exposure anyway either. You know, it's just like Columbine. It's happening in suburbia, white, middle class suburbia where the shit. Not supposed to happen. That's why it makes news. And, you know, the people.
Right.
And obviously, and yeah, the whole police thing, yeah, that's just, you know, typical protocol. They never hype up police murders at all, police involved shootings at all. I mean, out here we've had tons of cases of that, like that. Like the Oscar Grant case is probably the most notorious of the past couple of years. But, last year we had Kelly Thomas shot, murdered on fuck video. I don't know if you've seen the video of that, but that is just horrible. The police-involved shootings never get major headlines, ever. And that was a good case study right there, that Colorado shooting in Anaheim situation. We have a lot of listeners and callers that were actually at some of the Anaheim demonstrations. Like Ms.
Right, I was talking about that on the chat last night and asking people that were there about it.
Lauren was there. Lauren, call in.
Yeah, Lauren was there. She was there for the Ms. Becker was there for the her and Anani Bear were there. For the demonstrations on Sunday, I believe. So, yeah, Ms. Becker, you should call in and give us a little report on what you saw go down. I saw a lot of it on Ustream.
How many days of protests have there been now?
It started last week, a week ago, so if they're still protesting, it's a good solid week. But I don't know how big the protests are now. I think we have Airbags back. Is that you, Bags?
Yo, I'm back.
Cool.
I mean, I've heard there's been protests every day, but obviously some of them were a lot bigger and got national coverage. So, I mean, that's good to see that coverage. But it sounded like the people in the community are don't really understand why there's people coming from outside to join the protests from other cities and so forth.
Apparently, Ms. Becker is in a bad mood and is not going to be calling in tonight. That's unfortunate, Ms. Becker. We would love to have you call in and give us a report on your experience at the Anaheim protest, which we're going to be. They're hyping it up as Operation Anaheim, Anonymous was trying to get something cooking, but I guess that never really materialized. There were some docs on, I think, the chief of police, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, his home ad, he got released.
And one other one.
And the full names of the mounted patrolmen were actually live tweeted by me for fucking with people.
There you go. Yeah, there were tons of live streams going on for that too on Sunday. I felt like I was
there. Yeah, there was like 5 live streams. It was pretty awesome. I think the one thing that's throwing a little bit of cold water on Anaheim is that the families of the involved victims are not really down with any type of social protest movement at all.
I think that's being misreported by the media, actually. The family members have said that they support people coming in, but it's just the way that the media is spinning that is crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that article I was talking about, it's Tear in Anaheim by Michelle Shin, and I heard about it on Adam Kokesh's radio, or his radio show, Adam versus a Man. So that's pretty cool. He actually read the article on his show, but it's a great article.
Adam versus the Man rules.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Adam Kokesh myself.
Have you ever had him on your show?
No. You know what? I tried getting him on my show when he still had his RT show. And he emailed me back, and he was like, I'm really busy. But I know he doesn't have that show anymore.
He's always really busy. But, yeah, I mean, I can probably get him to come on. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking of reaching out to him maybe again. I'd love to have him on the show. I just saw him recently on Joe Rogan's podcast.
That was a great podcast.
It was an awesome podcast. It was kind of interesting to see, because Joe Rogan is like,
and that was,
is down.
That was
down
right after the free fucking speech demonstration that he did.
Right, yeah, up in, was it Massachusetts?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, there's some small town in Massachusetts that's outlawing the F word.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that was pretty much that was a protest that Adam Kokesh orchestrated. He went up there with a group of activists, and they just had signs with the F word everywhere, and they were just saying, "Drop an F bomb."
That made national news because, you know, that's relevant, you know.
Fucking A.
Hey, shouts out on Twitter to Carl Adomate. I don't know how to say that name. Carl, who is tweeting me from Germany, listening from Germany. Good times. He wants to know where I'm located. I am located in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
Hence, are you on the Bay or in the Bay?
I'm in the Bay. I have my 43-foot yacht. And I broadcast out of my hot tub.
He's like Quincy.
In the Bay, yes. I'm literally I'm in the hot tub in the Bay.
Hey, Vince, can I talk about Vert for a second?
Please, talk about Vert.
Well, what I wanted to say was the San Jose 14, the case is so weak against them in terms of the forensic information that's been collected that they're trying to get them for infractions of their probation terms right now. So they're trying to find out, are they interacting with people they're not supposed to? Are they using Twitter when they're not supposed to, et cetera? So they're all kind of a little sensitive to that right now because the primary case is fucking ain't going to hold water. So, right, they're going to just rack up the little fucking bullshit infractions on the way there.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that attending the most popular hacker conference and being a panel discussion probably wouldn't be the best idea either, correct?
No, but Mercedes is funny as shit.
She was good.
I didn't see the panel, but yeah, to me that would be testing the waters a little bit more than calling into a Blog Talk radio show. I know that they originally weren't supposed to go on IRC or Twitter, and then they let that go. And yeah, whatever. This is a online radio show. We talk about anything and everything, and we'll do our best not to get vert into any hot water.
There you go.
Yeah, good times. Shouts out to Vert, though, for tuning in and hanging out.
No kidding.
I got Easy Rider in my chat room. Long time. My first listener of all time on Blog Talk Radio is in my chat room. That's Easy Rider. Obviously, the longest time listener. Shouts out to Easy Rider tuning in. Also, Goofy Bone in the building. What's up, Goofy Bone? I know Goofy Bone's got a new season of Blog Talk Radio shows coming up. If you haven't checked him out on BTR, check him out, Goofy Bone. Feel free to call in Goofy Bone and promote your show. Who else do we got in the chat room here? Shadow Foe Redo. Welcome. Also, Anticrisis 73, Crappy Airbags, Mary Mad, Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker, you better feel better and call in, because damn it. We need a female on here.
Yay!
Yeah, Crappy's Airbags is the closest thing we have to a female here. So, Ms. Becker, whatever you're bummed about, you should get over it and call in. Yeah, good times. All right, let's take a little break and come back with KC No Pro and Airbags. Don't be shy, people. Join us. We've got another hour to go. 347-826-7667. And I want to play this for Crappy Airbags. Let me see if I can find this. Where is it? Forgot the name of it. Ah, here we go. This is for you, Airbags. We'll be right back.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel posto.
Finish him!
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay coming to you live on another edition of Free Ball Friday. We're going into hour number two here. I still have KC and Crappy Airbags with me. We lost OpNoPro. Hopefully he will find us again, or maybe not. I think he did this last week, too. He just hung in for the first hour and then took off. So it's all good in the hood. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667. I was giving a shout-out earlier to Easy Rider, an old friend of the show. And speaking of friends of the show, I have on the air now one of my old callers, old nemesis, however you say that, here on Blog Talk Radio, none other than Nature Boy. Welcome, Nature Boy.
Vince is the Bay. I cannot believe I am hearing your voice on this network again. I can't believe it. Vince,
I'm back, dude.
Yes, you're back. This 1965 radio rip-off show of the decade. Vince and the Bay and the Nature Boy. Woo! Is here, and I cannot believe it. I think my heart is about to stop right now. Someone call an ambulance. Vince of the Bay, you are back, and the Nature Boy is glad to see you are here. Where the hell have you been?
Good. I'm glad you're glad that I'm back. This is, of course, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, the famous 80s wrestler. Who?
Oh, yeah, 80s, 90s, millennium. I'm wrestling right now. Whoa, elbow drop.
Yeah. So Ric Flair used to call in a lot back in the day, and It's good to have him here. I'm starting to do shows again. Not with the frequency as I did before. But, I got a little burnout on the whole BTR thing. Had a lot of other things going on, so I took some time off. Not the first time I've done that.
I mean, that's understandable. We all know the drama that comes with Blog Talk Radio. I am more familiar with it than most, so I know you can get burnt out every once in a while. You got to take a break, but it's good to have you back, Vince.
Yeah, it's good to be back. And for those of you who are not familiar with Nature Boy, he also had a long running Blog Talk Radio show as well, which was what was the name of your show again?
Oh, come on, Vince, me, come on, you can't forget it. No one can forget it. Prankville
USA. That's right, Prankville USA, which was I think you did a couple episodes entirely dedicated to me.
Oh, yes, we did.
If I'm not mistaken. I was flattered, totally flattered.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, it's a breath of fresh air to hear your voice back here on this network. I had to call in and show some support. Of course, as you know, Debbie Daly, my BTR wife, she sends out her love and support to you as well. Very glad to hear that you are back on BTR.
Well, thank you. Tell Debbie I said thank you.
Yes.
It's good to be back.
Most definitely. But Vince, I did want to get your opinion on something that I was hearing the last couple of nights that you weren't here on Blog Talk Radio.
What's that?
Well, it seems as if another Blog Talk Radio host has some sort of a bone to pick with you. I think all in all, he's just jealous that the great Vince of the Bay is back here on Blog Talk Radio, and that would be the Marijuana Happy Hour. And I want to get your opinion or some comments or something directed towards Mr. Johnny Kush.
Oh, Johnny Kush.
Oh, yeah.
Does that guy still get, like, one person in his chat room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as always. One person. He's got a show full of whores and half-dead.
And he pretends like he's on a tour. He's like, he pretends he's broadcasting from a different location every night.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, we're going to be in Sacramento tonight, and we're going to be in Las Vegas tomorrow night. And here and there.
Talk about delusions of grandeur. Yeah, Johnny Kush. Well, you know, I honestly like Johnny Kush. I think he's got a good thing going. I don't know why more people aren't into him. I don't know what to tell you.
I just don't think the guy knows what the hell he's doing. He really doesn't. I mean, he has been around for a while, but, you know, since day one up until now, just no followers, no audience over there at the Happy Horrible Marijuana Hour. And, But, yes. Glad to have you back. Have you been paying attention to any of the new trolls that have emerged on the Blog Talk Radio scene as of late?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Have you paid attention to any of the new trolls that are here on Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, God. No, I have not.
No.
There's new trolls. Do I have to look out for?
You have to look out for, let's see, 9Gag. Yeah, some group of guys called 9Gag. You've got the Kate Gallagher Brigade. That's pretty gay.
Kate Gallagher?
Yeah, Kate Gallagher.
Sounds like a chick.
She's some psychic chick on the network here.
A
she's
female,
got her
a
own
female troll.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
then you've got
Huh? Go ahead.
Of course, you still have the Skype assholes rearing their ugly head around. Bill Wagner's here every once in a while. I don't know. You got a plethora of new gigs out there now. The Steve Ogle crew.
They still exist.
So I think. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. Oh, and of course, you have 4chan. I can't leave out 4chan.
Oh yeah, I know 4chan very well. They've rated me on here a couple of times.
Oh yeah.
Very familiar with their work, but I don't know. The last time they rated me, I think I held my own pretty good. They haven't come back since.
Oh yeah. If anyone knows how to hold themselves against the trolls, it would be you, Vincent May, most definitely.
Yeah. Melinda, another old listener of the show, says, hello, glad you're back. Your Cabana Boy comments and the photos of guys with abs and pecs makes me wonder, are you a gay or a bi now? Neither. I'm still straight. Straight. That's just the theme of the show. It's Free Ball Friday. So,
yes.
Hence the pictures and Cabana Boy stuff. Nature Boy, you're on here live with, we got KC Occupy in the house and Crappy Airbags as well.
Yeah, these are some guys I've never heard of. Crappy Airbags.
Yeah, that's Crappy Airbags right there. He's actually under the weather. He's really sick tonight, so he can't really talk much. But
I've been getting headaches and pooping a lot too.
Yeah. Way to go there, Airbags.
Thanks.
Where's the 1-8 Drew Dropper when you need it, Vincent May?
I haven't re-uploaded all my little sound bites. I got this is the one for Free Ball Friday.
Balls to you!
And then what else do I have? I got Ghost doing a barrel roll.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Nice.
That's about it. I got a Patriot Greg too for one people. Patriot Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Patriot Greg.
And I introduced folks to Patriot Greg, the term, last week. That's the term we use here universally on Blog Talk Radio to notify folks that their audio is bad, that they're breaking up, that they're cutting in and out, however you want to put it. It's called Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg. You are Patriot Greg.
Yeah. So as a courtesy to anybody, if you're talking to somebody on Blog Talk Radio and their audio cutting in and out, you just say, hey, I didn't catch that. You were Patriot Gregging. Can you say that again?
Oh, yeah.
So there it is. Melinda, apparently Melinda, says she loves me. I love you too, Melinda. Call in, Melinda. I dare you.
Yes, Melinda. Call in. Get those knees up. Get those knees up and a what? Two. Get him up, Melinda.
Patriot Greg is not a communist, by the way. Patriot Greg is, well, to give you the backstory, Patriot Greg is another Blog Talk Radio host, and he is far from a communist. He came from a communist country to the United States and all about capitalism.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like a right-winger, big time.
Big time right-winger. Patriot Greg, shouts out. The phenomenal Patriots, great.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What else have I missed?
Wow, you missed everything. I don't know, a brand new generation of troll wars here. Just wrapped up recently. I really, really hate that Vince LeBay wasn't around to give his take on things or to help promote the troll war as he once did before. And I don't know, Bathtub Girl, I'm pretty sure you know who Bathtub Girl is. She claims that she made love to you over the phone quite a few times. I don't know if that's true.
Quite a few times is not accurate. We had phone sex one time. And that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a
freak, though. She is a freak.
Oh, yeah. She's a super freak. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Dude, that was back... talking about super freaks, I mean, back in the day on BTR, there used to be shows on here with straight-up phone sex late night. Like, there used to be a show called The Sidebar with Mrs. PG and Petey Green. They would straight-up have phone sex... like all night long on this late night show. It was insane. I still have some of those in archives. Use it as fapping material. Stuart KFC is in the building. Sloppy Swarm. Yeah, he's pretty. Now you got all the old trolls starting to trickle into here.
Oh,
Stuart
no.
KFC was part of that old crew, that Sloppy Swarm group of characters. It's funny. Stuart KFC, you probably still have contact with Carl. I don't know if you noticed in my description, I'm looking for a new cabana boy. Carl was, of course, my old cabana boy. He's no longer with me. But if you can get in touch with Carl and see if he can't come back to being my cabana boy, at least on an interim basis while I try to find somebody else, that would be great. Because I've gone... what, a year now almost without a cabana boy? And I just can't do it. I mean,
can't do it. He needs a cabana boy. And Carl did sound quite like a cabana boy. I think I remember getting a couple audio clips of the cabana boy there. And yeah. Quite the cabana boy.
Right. KC, do we still have you?
Yep, I'm still here.
What do you make of all this nonsense? Welcome to the world of Blog Talk Radio, by the way.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of Blog Talk Radio.
Excellent. I was just checking out the hashtag of the day, Same-Sex Kiss Day, and trying to figure out which pictures I'm going to tweet out after the show on KC Occupy Press. There's some pretty sexy ones out there.
Wait, what was that hashtag again?
Same-Sex Kiss Day.
Same-sex kiss day.
Right, so it's people kissing in front of Chick-fil-A. It's pretty hot.
Dude,
pretty hot.
Here in the Bay, we don't have a Chick-fil-A. So what my boyfriend and I did, we just went down to the local Popeye's Chicken down the street, and we just made out inside of there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
That's how we celebrated.
Not Mr. The Bay and not Popeye's Chicken. Oh no! You need a dose of the White Guilt podcast here on BTR, the No White Guilt podcast.
What?
By the way,
what are you talking about? Whitefield? What's that?
No, you've never heard of the No White Guilt show starring Mr. Midnight Movie and the Jewish producer Vince? The new show.
No, I'm not familiar.
On...
I am familiar with the Midnight Movie. A dude and Jewish producer. They've called into my show before, but I'm not up to date with what they're doing now.
Yes, they have a show that's called No White Guilt, and pretty interesting show there.
I will have to check it out.
Oh yeah.
I've totally lost touch with BTR, so I'm gonna have to sort of relearn.
Yeah, we need you to come over to Vince. We need you to come over to Debbie Daly and get the fireworks jumping off again. I remember how you and Debbie used to get at each other's throats and want to kill each other and want to 404 each other.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We had a couple of – we had a rivalry for a little while. We had the whole troll battle, troll wars episode. But we've always been friendly. I remember, speaking of 4chan, I called into her show, maybe a year ago, over a year ago. I called into her show once, and she ended up getting raided by 4chan. She had something like 3,000 people listen, and something like 250 callers. Like,
oh,
she really got rated hardcore by 4chan. And
okay.
And I was on the air with her for that, and we had such a good time answering those calls. I have nothing but fond memories of Debbie Daly. So
yeah.
I'd love to swing by at some point and say hi to her again.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Do you remember the Knights of BTR? Go on, Vince. I know you remember that.
Of course, the Knights of BTR. I fucking invented it. Are you kidding me? I don't have that. I don't have that audio lined up though. I can't. I'm not at full capacity right now with all my sound bites and shit.
Well,
so.
What do you know, Vince? You got to get back in the group. BTR needs Vince in the Bay at full capacity.
I'm working on
it.
Baby steps. I'm ramping back up to speed. It's been a while, dude. I'm fucking rusty.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You are pretty rusty. I mean, your Free Ball Friday shows the last couple of weeks haven't been all that much. I don't know. How would you call it? Entertaining. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Haven't been all that great, Vince. That shows you've got some major rust under your belt that needs to be worked off. Maybe we need to get some troll action going on around here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, I can't generate trolls, and nor do I necessarily want to at this point. But I do have a call here from a blocked number. Maybe this is a troll. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
I'm trolling.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
No, he's not.
I'm back.
That's OpNoPro. He's one of my regular callers. He's actually a
caller. Oh, shit. We need some trolls around here. You see
wait,
me?
Wait a second. You know, dude, Nature Boy, you're supposed to be a troll. Why aren't
no,
you troll?
No, I'm not a troll. I am a blog talk radio legend. I
well,
am not a troll.
Troll. Call back in and troll it.
Yeah, yeah. Hang up. Call back in, and we'll pretend like you didn't even call in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
We'll pretend that.
All right.
Yeah. You need some trolling.
Okay.
So you call back and troll.
Okay.
Yeah, come back.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Okay.
All right. Troll's on you. We're not picking up the phone.
You have to hang up though. There he goes. All right. So yeah, apparently my show is. Well, my show has always been kind of boring. It's been sort of its trademark.
Let's see. It sucks. I've been here for 2 weeks, he said. I've been here for 2 weeks. It sucks because I'm here. That's the math.
Oh.
Fuck that
because
shit.
You? What? Where are you reading that?
Where? No, I just said it.
Oh,
that little non-troll guy said it's been really bad for the last 2 weeks. I said, I've been here for 2 weeks. He said it's really bad for 2 weeks, therefore it must be me. So fuck him.
Oh, okay.
It's math.
Good
time. Is A, V, and B equals C, A equals C. Okay, never mind. It's over my head.
It's over my head, too. I have no idea what you're talking about. But we still have KC on the line. KC, how's it looking with the pictures? You got anything you can share with us?
Yeah, I've already tweeted out two of them. So they're looking pretty good. There's a, let's see, nice redhead making out with the brunette. And then the second one's like two brunette. This one's not a Chick-fil-A. I think this may be a scam one, but pretty hot. So I tweeted it.
All right, let me see if I can find it, dude. You're not in our chat room, dude. You should join up. And so that
I'm watching the chat room.
The
Melinda is in there.
Yeah. What about her?
She should call in. She keeps chatting away.
Is she talking shit about you?
No.
No. She's an old. You want to talk about trolls? Old school troll. I mean, listener. Sorry. All right, I'm looking at your Twitter right now. Let's see what you got here. Emma Bean?
That guy called back in yet. Troll.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm gonna look after the show, see if I can get some from here in Kansas City, because I'm sure I can pull some off of Facebook. But these are retweets from around the country.
And if you want to check out these tweets that Casey is putting out there, he's tweeting from Casey Occupy News,
Press.
Right?
Yeah, well, Casey, no, the name on the account is Occupy KC News, but the handle is actually KC Occupy Press.
All right. I'm just going to retweet your tweets, and then people can find you through my Twitter.
There you go. Send them over to Vince in the Bay.
There's one. There's another one. Oh, wait, there's a couple more on here. Same-sex kisses. And it's also under hashtag same-sex kiss day.
That's the hashtag of the day.
Sweet, dude. I'm going to peruse that hashtag once I get off of this thing. Let's see. Let's take a call, shall we? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? 936.
Vince in the Bay. This is 4chan. We will destroy you. Death to 9gag. Death to 9gag.
That was your troll?
Yeah, that's what they
Come
do.
Come on, Nature Boy. Nature Boy,
that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little
crusty. Thank you. Yeah, that's what they do now, Vince.
That's not what they do now. That's not what they do. They say really nasty, fucking mean stuff.
Like what? Like we're going to kill your mom, we're going to rape your sister, we're going to pluck her eyes out, feed her to our dog, we're going to have your house raided, we're going to call Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that's getting closer. That's getting closer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to call Pizza Hut and order 500 pizzas on your credit card without you knowing.
That's the general vicinity. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
maybe I'll encourage some real trolls to call.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that. We're doing fine.
We don't
fine.
Need that.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
We're doing good. So, Vince, are you going to get back to an every night show, or is this just a free ball Friday thing? Or
I don't know. I'm taking it one step at a time, dude. Taking it one step at a time. Right now, just Fridays, but I'll expand. You know, if there's once I feel up to it, I'll probably expand. But,
oh yeah,
I don't know.
I think you should give a 1 week trial basis, go a week long, see how it goes, see if business picks back up. I more than likely guarantee you it will.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
More
I'll
than
do that.
Likely guarantee.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try
I
that.
Guarantee.
Let's see. I don't think I can do it next week. Maybe the week after that, I'll try to do like five straight shows. Or six
oh, yeah.
straight shows.
This and is we'll... a bet full time. I think you would cause a damn ruckus on this network.
Look, I'm not trying to cause a ruckus on this network. I'm just...
Why
you know,
not? Are you trying
I'm
to be a
here.
Princess Buttercup now? You want to spread the love and spread the cheeks?
Yes.
Load it
always,
up with
I've, always been about, I've always been about love. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. Well, I say spread the damn troll. Let's get
Look.
Something going around this damn network. I'm sick of these boring ass shows. We need hate on this network again. Do you hear me? Hate.
I don't even have that goddamn Primus song lined up. I'd play that song right now.
Oh no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No.
I used to play Nature Boy by Primus every time Nature
no.
Boy was on.
Don't say
play it now.
I'm going to play something. Okay, since we're talking about trolls and everything, I'm going to take a break. I have a clip here, an old clip. This is that includes some of the 4chan raids on them to give you a taste of how I used to get trolled back in the day. And we got another caller, somebody waiting online. I'm going to get to them when we come back. So stick around if you want to join us. We got a half hour left, 347-826-7667.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass. Smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one hand.
There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with your vet.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think a little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies, and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bong hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who was this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch. If you want to switch men with this other bitch. Maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist.
Like
she's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to
know. Who's your man?
Why
you
your man on me?
Why
you know my man's
man
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, Sorrel. Oh, no. Sonny's.
Wait,
son of a bitch.
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host... Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Breaking
CD,
it down.
By the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Yeah. We just stop hating in the Bay. We would all just get along and have a good time, and things would be hunky dory.
Trolling stuff was cool.
What was that?
That trolling stuff was cool.
Yeah. You know what? Most of that, actually, I lied. Most of that wasn't 4chan. Most of that was this the site called ONTD. Oh, no, they didn't. Anybody familiar with that?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yeah. It's basically like the female version of 4chan.
Oh, no.
And,
they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and they raided me one time. They actually, they were pretty good. In fact, I think they were more entertaining than the 4chan callers.
Oh, yeah.
But you also heard in there, Carl, my old cabana boy, telling me to walk the cats, which I actually did during that break. Took the cats for a walk. So we should be good to go.
Should be good to go now. Now, where's this other caller that you were talking about?
What other caller? Oh, you know what? They left.
They left? Oh, no.
Yeah, there was another caller. I was going to go screen the call during that little montage. And the caller went away. So if you called in earlier and you want to join the conversation, call back. 347-826-7667. We got 20 minutes to go, 20 minutes to take your calls. I'm here with Casey, OpnoPro, and Nature Boy. And here's the caller. Okay, you guys, hang on. Let me screen this call. I'll be right back.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey. It's Mr. The Bay.
Yay.
What?
Yay, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hey, guys, what'd I miss?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
I'm going to bring on another old friend of the show. This is a caller I haven't heard from in a while. It's
oh, no.
Mr. Miyagi. Welcome, Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, no. Oh, Vince, where have you been, Vince? The war has been detrimental to us. Many patrol has been lost. Vince, you abandoned the war. Why? Why did you do this?
Yeah, why? Why, Vincent?
I told you it was too much of a burden. Too much of a burden. I got burnt out. I just couldn't hang anymore.
In your absence, Vince, Debbie has grown stronger, more powerful. We must re-engage the war. Take her through the thyroid. Squeeze the thyroid. It is her power. We must draw blood from the thyroid and thus conquer Debbie Daly.
Hey, 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 hey. Now, I agreed with everything you said there until you mentioned attacking my wife, Debbie Daly.
Nature boy.
Joke you. What? How dare you state my name? Who are you?
Nature boy. Let me say this, Nature boy. You have not read The Art of War. I am co-founder of The Art of War. And I say that Debbie Daly must be taken out.
No, absolutely not. If you're going to cross Debbie Daly, then you better be prepared to cross me. Mr. May, how dare you? You 1965 radio ripoff artist, you. You want to go after my wife? Debbie
Daly? I have nothing to do with this. This is Mr. Miyagi, dude. It's him talking. It's not me. I'm not trying to pick a phone with Debbie Daly. You're the one that's coming on here and trying to incite some sort of rivalry.
Hey, I'm
again.
Not inciting anything. The facts are clear, Mr. May, that you are yesterday's news. Debbie Daly is still number one. She's been here all the time that you've been gone, and now you want to come back and try to attack her like you always do, and you want to steal her show, and you're a 404, and you're not going to do it. I'm
Mr.
Gonna let you do it.
Allow me to speak, please. Mr. V.
Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Miyagi, please, take the floor.
It is very good to see you return to the forefront. I missed you. I love you. You are my teacher. I will return next week if you are on, and we will continue the training of...
You will return never, because when I find out
Mr.
who
Miyagi.
You are, I'm going to crush your throat in. Mr. May, I'm gonna rip you limb from limb.
Yeah, I'd like to see you.
I'm a peaceful man. Vincent Bay, I shall see you next week. I love you.
All right. I love you too, Mr. Miyagi. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. That's Mr. Miyagi, everybody.
Yeah, see that? Thank you, Mr. Miyagi. I appreciate you, Mr. Miyagi. You are on his side.
How could I not be on his side? The guy is a peaceful man. He's a very humble, peaceful man. He's very
what
wily.
The hell? What kind of pills have you been taking, Vince? I mean, you're all about peace now. Oh, I don't want to fight anybody. Oh, I don't want any war. What happened to you, Vince, in the Bay? What happened?
Dude, nothing. Nothing.
You need some Valium, man.
I've come back. You want more Valium?
I'll give you more Valium. Vince, man.
I don't need any. I said
you
need it.
Shut up, crappy airbags or whatever you call yourself
this week. That's no pro, by the way.
No. You don't want to start with me.
You, Vince LeMay, you need to get off of this peace treaty that you're on, and you need to get back to making shit hot on this network again. And the next time I call in here, you better have some trolls. You better have something other than this peaceful, I don't want to fight anybody, I just came back bullshit on your show. You understand me? Do you understand me, Mentally?
Nope.
All right, he's gone. I got rid of him. See, this is, you know, people wonder why I took so much time off from BTR. That's what, that's the kind of shit I had to put up with. And he's one of the nice ones. Okay? He's a friendly troll. Anyway, Casey, what else do you got for me? We got 12 minutes left. What else do you got for me?
Well, I mean, do you want to hear Derek J's Victimless Crime Scene? We could play the trailer for the movie that came out on Tuesday.
You know what? I think we only got 12 minutes left. I'm not going to play any more shit. We'll try to get Derek J on the show sometime in the future. I'd like to just dedicate a show to him, have him just come on and, you know, just not on Friday, but on another day. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to Nature Boy about potentially doing a string of shows for 1 week, just as a trial, in a couple of weeks. And maybe we can schedule something, and that way I can do some show prep, and, you know, we can do it up legit and have him as a featured guest for a whole show or as long as he wants.
Cool. How long are your other, are they 2 hour shows, your other shows that you were doing?
Yeah, I used to do 2 hours every single night. Yeah. I got another call here, 408. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's going on, Vince? It's Goofy Bone.
Hey, what's up, Goofy?
What's going down?
Nothing much, dude. Just holding it down here on Friday. Got 12 minutes left. You heard the grief I was going through there with the Nature Boy. What's up with you, everybody? This is Goofy Bone. He is an old friend of the show and also a Blog Talk Radio host in his own right.
Yeah. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
We're doing good. You're on with KC Opno Pro and yours truly, Vincent Bay. What's going on with your show, Goofy? Tell us about your show.
Well, my show is a group of misfits. You know, the trolls, of course, since Ghost died, they all decided to come invade my show. But I've kicked them out one by one here and there. So I'm just starting a new season. I'm getting back into the radio show gig. I mean, you know, we're going to...
Yeah, I hear you, man. I'm doing it, too. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things here myself. Let's see. We got another caller here. Go ahead, 936. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Yeah.
Call.
Yeah. Goofy Bone, can you say 404, Goofy Bone? Can you say that?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, he gave me my show. Can you say that?
Can you say Blog Talk Radio for being a cut?
And I'm back on Blog Talk Radio. So tell me another story. Back on Blog Talk Radio. You and your stupid, idiotic white piece of fucking garbage traitor bug trash. Try to ban me, and guess what? I'm back. You think you can't stop me? I'm back.
You're not back. You're dead. 404, Goofy Bone. You might be back, but you'll be gone again. It won't be long.
And what about Debbie Does Dallas? Your wife had one of the best movies.
What the hell are you
talking about? You guys can never stop me. And it's funny. The Mexican came back and won. Tell Debbie that. I'll always win.
No,
one way or the other.
Never win. You will never win. You are a disgrace to everything that is good and pure on this network. And trust me, pal, if you got 404 at one time, it is bound to happen
again. And I'll tell Debbie.
Bring it. That's all I can say.
That's what I'll tell Debbie.
If I can't bleed, I can't die. So tell me another story, nature boy. Woo! Don't make me pull a ravishing Rick Rude and fucking show you what a real man is supposed to look like.
Out of your ass, so why don't you actually pull a good show out of your ass for once? Huh? Are you kidding me? You are ridiculous.
Why don't you pay some money and get your own show and leave Vince
worry about
in the
it,
bay
dude.
Alone?
Dude, he's gone. I got rid of
Seriously.
Him. I got rid of him. We got.
Sorry,
Bert.
Vince. I didn't mean to go ape shit, but I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It was fine. I was screening a call there, so it's all good.
Okay.
I'm sure you put him in his place. It's not hard. But we have about 8 minutes to go here. I'm going to bring Bert on. Bert is now on the air with us. Vert, you're on live with
okay.
Casey Pro and Goofy Bell.
Well, I just wanted to say sorry about the stuff before. I don't know what happened. It could have been them. It could have been me. But I just wanted to thank Vince in the Bay and Op No Pro, Crappy Airbags, for their support. I mean,
anytime, man.
It's awesome knowing you guys are out there fighting a good fight. So, thank
you. Worth fighting for.
Hell yeah. Well, keep it up even if I end up going missing. But hell yeah. I love this show. Vince, keep on rocking. Thanks.
Will do. Thank you. Appreciate the call, dude. Great to hear from you. That's Vert.
Thanks, guys. We'll
right
talk on. To you later.
Yeah, talk to you later. Call back anytime, dude.
I will. Thanks a lot, all of you. All the supporters for any anons or whoever that gets busted for bullshit. So thanks.
Back channel anytime for back channel.
I got to hang up because I got to pay by the minute for long distance. But
take off.
No worries. No worries. We're glad you checked in, though.
It was great.
All right. There he goes. Vert, a.k.a. Triv, backwards. All right, it's about time to wrap it up here pretty soon. We're getting dangerously close. I know that we want to do Vince Filet. Thanks, dearest producer. Stuart wanted a roll call. I don't think I have. Do I have my roll call music on here?
We can do it to the Olympic soundtrack.
No, oh, it's okay. I can do it to. Yeah. We can do the Olympic. Yeah, we'll do it over the Olympic. Good call. We'll do that. So, for all the folks who have stuck it out here till the end, I want to salute you, the valiant chit chatters who've stuck it out to the end here. Congratulations, Anti-Crisis 73, you made it to the end of the show. Brew Crew, congratulations, you made it to the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Easy Rider in the building, my first ever listener and caller. Thank you for joining me. Goofy Bone, great to have you in the building. Jewish Producer, thank you for joining me as well. Belinda, it's been a long time, baby. Good to see you. M Starlight in the building. Hey, baby. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us.
M Starlight.
PC McGee in the house. Stuart KFC in the building. Vert and Wendigo. Champing it out here. Stuart KFC wants me to give out medals. If I was giving out medals for this show, I think I would give a gold medal to our friend KC, who has joined us from KC Occupy News. The silver medal would go to Op No Pro.
Yahoo!
For sticking it out the whole way this week. And the bronze medal goes to... The bronze medal will go to M. Starlight. M. Starlight, the bronze medal for showing up late, but showing up nonetheless. Thank you. We also had a good time last night on Tiny Chat. And,
with the video.
Crappy airbags is Tiny Chat doing naughty things. Any hoot, we got 4 minutes to go. Let's go around the horn here and get some final thoughts, final words before we say goodbye. Oh, wait, hang on. Let me take this call. Who's this? 936.
All right, Mr. LeMay, where's my medal? Where's my medal?
You're not getting anything, dude.
You're not giving
nothing
me a medal?
Nothing for you. I already gave them out. There's three medals. There's no. There's gold, silver,
and
bronze.
You're not giving me a medal?
Fuck no.
Yeah, lead. Lead.
I'm going to kill you, Mr. LeMay. You. Don't you hang up on me. Don't you hang up on me.
I just hung up on him. All right. Really quick, let's go around the horn. OpNoPro, any final thoughts?
No, I'm good. I think it was a fine show. I like listening to Casey's stuff. And everything was cool. And having Vert on made my night.
Yeah, that was great. Honorable mention to Vert. I should have given Vert a medal, too. But let's Goofy Bone. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Shout out to everybody out there. Season 5 of 186-point Deuce, August 20th, 2012. We'll see you there, 9 p.m. West Coast time.
Cool. I have no idea what you just said, but I think you were plugging your radio show. KC, any final thoughts before we get out of here? How we can
Check out hashtag Same Sex Kiss Day on Twitter, and we'll be posting more videos from today's Same Sex Kiss Day.
Fantastic. Can't wait. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for sticking it out the whole time, man. You are welcome back anytime. And we'll try to hook up with Derek J sometime soon.
Sweet,
dude. All right, I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'll probably be back next week. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/ Vince in the Bay. And I don't know, maybe I'll do another show at some point between now and Friday, but at least you know that I'll be here on Friday for Free Ball Friday. One more time. What, Nature Boy? Nature Boy?
That's it, Vince LeMay. Next week, you are going to pay the price. I'm bringing Denny, and we're coming, and we're going to turn the show in half.
All right, good luck. I'm out of here. See you next time. Peace out, yo.
feel very nice.